This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Why in the world was the sinless Son of God baptized? I've had people ask me that over the years in the ministry. And I'm going to give you 3 words today that I think will help you. Here's the remarkable part of it. One of the commentators say Jesus probably walked 60 to 70 miles. Can you imagine that? He walked 60 to 70 miles to be in the vicinity where John the Baptist was preaching, and goes up to John the Baptist, who's out in the wilderness preaching, and says, "I want you to baptize me." And the commentator made this comment. He said, "I've talked to so many men," he said, "I'm not messing with that baptism thing. I'm not going to mess with that. Why would I trouble myself to do that, to have somebody put me in water, a little pool of water?" And he said, "Isn't it ironic? The sinless Son of God walked 60 to 70 miles to say, 'Let's do this.' When some men today and women today need to say, 'Let's do this. Let's do this.'" Here are the 3 words. I want you to write down in your notes the word identification, the word declaration, and the word example. That's why I think Jesus was baptized. Identification, declaration, and example. First of all, I believe his baptism was an act of identification with the people he came to save. Who's that? You. Sinners like you and sinners like me. That's who he came to identify with. Have you ever known somebody who's done something strictly for the act of identifying with somebody? Maybe somebody's done that for you. When we served the church in Texas, there was a young couple named Alan and Diane. Had a young boy who came down with leukemia. Went to Cook Children's Hospital in Fort Worth and just, you know, went downhill. It just was, there wasn't an upswing at all. It just was downhill pretty quick. There came that point through the treatment process that their little boy lost all his hair. And I didn't know this till the Sunday morning this event happened, but on one particular Sunday morning, Alan came walking down the aisle carrying his son. They both were bald. Alan had a full head of hair, but he shaved his head the day before on Saturday as an act of identification. He wanted his son to understand, "Look, I'm identifying with you the best way I can. You've lost your hair. I'm going to lose my hair." And if you can believe this, and I'm not saying this critically of anybody, there were a few people that privately said, "Man, I wouldn't do that." And you know what I said to them? "You don't have a son who's dying either. You don't know what you would do in a situation like that. Cut him some slack." They thought, "Well, why would you cut your hair? What's the purpose of that?" It was an act of identification. I want to suggest to you that Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, was baptized as an act of identification with you and with me. An act of identification with you and me. I really believe that with all my heart. That's, to me, the first and foremost way he said, "I'm going to identify with you." And on that Sunday, when I saw Alan walk down, nobody had to tell me. Nobody had to pull me aside and hand me a note and say, "Here's why he did it." I knew instantly he was identifying with his son. Let me give you another example of identification. When William Barclay was a Scottish minister and of the Church of Scotland and a commentator, and he said that baptisms in the early church were done publicly out in the open. There weren't private baptisms. You were baptized in a river, in a creek, or a lake, the Jordan River, whatever the case was. And so people saw it. And William Barclay said a person's life was cut in two with their baptism. It was before baptism and after baptism. I think that's a powerful illustration.
And with that thought, we'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.